And as the theme from Death on the Nile, you knew it, but you couldn't put a name to it, perhaps. That's the Agatha Christie film from 1978. As that fades into the background, we discover that Egypt is back on the tourist map after several years when terrorism and civil unrest saw travellers avoiding the country. In Melbourne recently from his British base, Peter van der Sheed, global sales director of the luxury travel company Sanctuary Retreats, told Veronica Matheson about Egypt's renewed popularity.
Welcome to the show, Peter.
Pleasure being with you.
One of the reasons you're here is to reassure travellers that Egypt is now safe to go back to.
That's correct. There's been a period that not many people travelled there, but the interest is definitely back. There is no travel advisory from any government in the US, UK or Australia against travel to Egypt. There are still, people are told to just be careful and exercise a degree of caution, but there is no travel advisory at all against traveling to Egypt. And, you know, all our clients who are going come back very relaxed, have enjoyed it, and have felt very safe.
When there has been civil unrest in the past, I think a country is always is the best time to visit because you know that you're absolutely secure.
Yeah, the other aspect is now if you go at the moment, you'll find very few tourists there. So it's a wonderful time to go to see those temples, for example, without the huge crowds that used to be there 8, 9, 10 years ago. So it also transforms the whole experience when you're there. And you're helping the local community because the Egyptian people do rely very heavily on tourism, and it's been a hard time for them. So, you know, it's they're wonderful hosts. They're very pleased to welcome people to their country. So, you know, you'll get a very warm welcome and really enjoy the fact that you can do it at your leisure, enjoy things, just spend a bit of time seeing the temples, taking beautiful photographs without feeling pressured or sort of carried along by a crowd.
And I saw a Lonely Planet's Best in Travel for 2019, their best value destinations for next year. The Southern Nile Valley of Egypt is top of the list.
Yeah, well, I mean, I definitely think that we are offering very very good value as well. You know, the thing with value is it's also very much about everything you're getting. And I think an experience in Egypt so full, it's so rich that that's what makes it such great value.
It's probably now a significant security presence to make sure that the tourists are looked after.
Yeah, the government is doing everything they can to keep tourists safe, and people are feeling safe. The reports we're getting back is they're having a great time. The Egyptian community is building a brand new museum, the Grand Museum, which is going to house all the antiquities to visit there in Cairo.
Great start if you can see the new museum with a complete collection of Tutankhamun's tomb.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be enormous. So I think that in itself is already quite an exciting facet. And that's going to open towards the end of next year. So that's going to be one of the big attractions. And then along the Nile, which has traditionally been where the lifeline of the country, the great place to visit for people on the leisurely cruise for a few days. We operate cruises, Sanctuary Retreats between Luxor and Aswan in Egypt along the Nile with a guide who shows them all those wonderful sites. And then obviously in Cairo you have the pyramids as well, which everyone is keen to see. But there is so much more in the country, and it's the antiquities, but then it's also the people, the Nile itself is beautiful scenery, and it's such an experience to be there.
Well, when is the best time to visit Egypt?
It's a year-round destination. It gets a bit hotter in what's the summer months in Egypt, so that's from May to September. So the peak periods really for people are from January to April and from October to December. But, you know, you can also go in the summer.
If you fly in, you fly into Cairo and you spend a few days in Cairo before you actually join the cruise.
Yeah, the cruises are between Luxor and Aswan, which are two highlights along the Nile River. Downriver, it's 3 days, or upriver, it's 4 days. And people fly there from Cairo, where they typically spend a couple of days to see the museum, to see the pyramids. to get a bit of a sense for the very cosmopolitan atmosphere in Cairo, which is quite a lively city. And then they go to the desert to see the temples and the historic sites there.
And then do they go back to Cairo? Because there's so much good shopping there.
I haven't actually done the shopping myself yet, Veronica, but I'm sure that's true. Most of the international flights go in and out of Cairo, so yes, people will go back to Cairo typically.
What do you call the ship?
We've got four in the fleet. We've got the Sunboat 4, which has just very recently finished a big renovation and is looking absolutely superb. We've also got the Sunboat 3, which is a smaller, a very intimate boat full of character. And we've got the Nile Adventure. And then we've got what's called a Dabahia, which is a traditional sailing boat. And that's for a very small group, only six rooms. So a larger family with sort of up to 10, 12 people, for example, or a group of friends traveling together, they can have that exclusively for themselves on the charter basis to have their own program for several days.
And do you actually have a tour guide as well?
So included in our cruises is wonderful food, but also the excursions, which are very important because we want people to really see the country and to experience those wonderful highlights, and that is then accompanied by our Egyptologists who are very renowned for their knowledge and great way they can explain and tell the stories of the country.
I guess you can read a little bit about it, but to actually be told about it while you're actually looking at it, that would be the best way to see it.
We've all learned at school about Egyptians and the pharaohs and the sun gods, but to actually see it in life, in the temples, to be there, it's amazing. I've been with my children and, you know, they've learned at school about Egypt, and we often talk about how hard it is to get children to go to historic sites and places like that, but in Egypt they love it because they've heard so much. There's such big wonderful stories they've heard.
But there'd be such a temptation for children to be climbing all over those sites.
Luckily they're trying to protect them, so there's not too much climbing going on anymore now.
I think that'd be a relief for parents, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Do you get much free time when you're on the ship itself?
There's plenty of free time. I mean, it's a pretty full program. There's lots of things to see, and you know, we would like to offer clients as many opportunities to learn and to see the sites. But people can enjoy at leisure as well, have a wander around. When I went last year at some point, you know, after visited temple, I walked back to the boat because I enjoyed just wandering around a bit and seeing the people and meeting some of the locals.
And on board, do you have any of the local food?
Yeah, the food is a lovely mix of sort of Mediterranean, European food, but lots of local dishes. You get the Middle Eastern food very much there, which is very tasty. People love the hummus and the baba ganoush and those sort of dishes, the roasted meats, lots of vegetables and salads. But, you know, there's some international dishes as well that we have on board.
Do local people come on board to provide some of that music and dancing?
Yeah, we have several nights that we have belly dancing, we have swirling dervishes. So there's different evenings. We have a kahabeya night where the guests, if they want, can dress up and borrow some of the beautiful robes that they have. So it's it's a very atmospheric night. It's quite a party.
Sanctuary retreats. You also have river cruises in Myanmar and China. How are they going?
China is growing as a popular destination. When you tour in China, when you visit Beijing, when you visit Shanghai, there's quite a bit of travel, though they're pretty busy cities. So the feedback we get is that a three-night or a four-night cruise on the Yangtze River in between is just a wonderful break to relax, to see the more rural side and the scenery along the three gorges of the Yangtze River. Myanmar, it's continuing to attract people who, you know, love to see that much more simple lifestyle still that you have in Myanmar. They often say it's like Thailand about 40 years ago. The people are still, having a relatively simple life, but they very rich history. There are lots of palaces, temples, pagodas, monasteries, and you know that makes it a beautiful experience. And they're very warm, really warm-hearted people.
What is it about river cruises that makes them so attractive?
People love water, and being on the water, the sense of calm and quiet, and then the pampering, you know. You're in a wonderful hotel that where the views change. Every minute there's something else to look at. While at the same time, they come and bring you lovely drinks. They make delicious food. Got brilliant, soft, comfortable beds, wonderful bathrooms, everything there. And you're enjoying all that while you're sailing along. And then along the way, you know, excursions to interesting things. You meet lovely people, a lot of like-minded people on the boat. So it's very sociable as well. It's just such an incredible combination. And, you know, you have that in Europe. You have that in China, Egypt, all around the world.
Has your company looked at maybe going to Europe?
Yeah, well, we look at a lot of different destinations. We're now starting to look out at other opportunities and other destinations around the world. That
where do you think they're going to be, or is that secret at the moment?
If I knew what it was, I'd secretly share it just with you, Veronica.
Okay. But, do you ever take a holiday on one of the opposition's cruises to see what is on offer?
Yes, I do.
You actually be up front and let them know that you come from Sanctuary.
Yeah, you know, we treat each other with respect.
So you don't go in disguise.
No, I don't have a false moustache at home to put on.
Well, Veronica, they're having a bit of levity and brevity with Peter van der Schie of the luxury travel company Sanctuary Retreats. He was obviously talking about the renewed popularity of Egypt with tourists who want to cruise the River Nile. For more information, go to www.sanctuaryretreats.com. That's Sanctuary Retreats, one word, with an S on the end.